Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with West Hancock head boys basketball coach Jay Hiscox. And coach, let's go back to North Union game back on January 19th, and you're on a back-to-back that night, coach, and obviously playing one of the top teams in the conference, knowing that the other top team in the conference is on the horizon. We'll talk about that game in a moment, but first of all, January 19th against North Union, they're able to get past you.
Yeah, it was. It's been kind of a unique schedule here these last couple weeks. Like you said, we came off going into that North Union game. We had just come off the road against a really good Charles City team, and then earlier in the week we got a good win at GHV. But yeah, North Union, one of the best teams in the conference, obviously. We just didn't have enough firepower to keep up with them. They pressed us pretty good in the first half, and just a few too many turnovers. Kind of let that game get away from us. Casey Brosher led us with 9 points. Mitchell Smith, I believe, had six or seven assists in that game. But the credit goes to North Union. You've seen them play. They've got a lot of kids that have played a lot of varsity basketball, and they took their lumps when they were young. But they're a very good team this year that could be making a run down to Wells Fargo in Class 1A, depending on where they go for districts. But yeah, just too much firepower for us there on that Friday night.
And, Coach, with that, you know, you have the weekend, and then you come back against the other top team in the conference, Lake Mills, and obviously a little bit shorthanded that night as well on January 22nd against Lake Mills, and they're able to get the best of you.
Yeah, we were missing Mitchell that night, and he's obviously a really big piece for us, and when you don't have that big piece and you're going up against arguably a top two or top three team in the state in my mind now with the addition of Jackson Gall. He's stepped in really well for Lake Mills, and when they're hitting shots, they're one of the best offensive teams in the state, and they were hitting shots early and often. I think at one point they made six straight threes, but yeah, we just couldn't get anything going offensively that night up there. And credit goes to Coach Minkey and his squad. He's got a really good group that's really talented, great size. They defend well, and they shoot it really, really well. I think the next night they went out and scored 107 on the road. So that's just to show you how good of a all-around offensive basketball team Lake Mills is. That just was not our night, and it especially wasn't our night when you don't have your go-to player as far as your ball handler and your scorer, and we were very limited offensively in that one.
And, Coach, with that game, you go move on to the next game in your schedule, which is North Iowa, and a team that you guys match up quite well with, and comes down to the end at North Iowa. I know sometimes a tough place to play, yeah. And your team squeaks out a 49-48 win.
Yeah, it's always a tough gym to play in, even talking with other coaches. Just tough gym to play in. It's loud. It's usually a long bus trip, but we were able to sneak out of there with an overtime victory, 49-48. I believe it was tied 41-41 after regulation. But Gunnar Faust was really good for us. He had 14 points and 7 rebounds. Brady Bixel was terrific off the bench with 9 points. Casey Brosher had 11. And then Jackson Peterson was pretty special defensively. He came up with 7 steals in that one. Yeah, tied at the break or after regulation at 41. Then we came out, and I believe Gunnar Faust hit a 3 to open things up out in overtime. And then we were able to hit some free throws down the stretch. Mitchell Smith knocked down some big free throws to always keep that lead at a basically just over a possession. Then they hit a 3 at the buzzer, but we were able to just run the clock out there and get a nice win up in Buffalo Center against North Iowa. So it's good for the kids to see one in the win column, especially with the schedule that we've had. You know, we're currently, and we'll finish it on Tuesday when we go to Belmont, but we're currently in an 8-game schedule where we only had 1 practice on this last Wednesday. So we went Thursday, Friday, weekend, Monday, Tuesday games, Wednesday practice, Thursday, Friday games, and then a weekend, and then we go Monday, Tuesday again. So it's nice to get that win over North Iowa.
And, Coach, that's got to be a feel-good one in the locker room, as well as the guys obviously have had a couple of rough losses. And so just to get that win under the belt, you know, it's got to just feel good mentally for everybody on the team.
Yeah, it's just a nice change of the vibe in the locker room, and the kids know, the kids are realistic too. They knew when, you know, after we got done with going to Charles City, home against North Union, then to Lake Mills, back to back to back, those might be the three most talented teams overall that are on our schedule, and we had them 3 games in a row with no practice. So I credit the kids; they bounce back, and they're always locked in. They're always going to give their great effort. They're gonna be locked into what we're wanting to do on the scouting report and go out and try to execute, and they were able to do that on that night and get a nice win.
And Coach, with that, your team moves on to take on Eagle Grove on the 25th, and a game that Eagle Grove able to get past you 68-46.
Yeah, Eagle Grove really, really good offensively this year. I think Drake Canavan, probably one of the, you know, a handful of guys that's up for player of the year in the conference. Seems like Drake's been there for 5 years, and I'm appreciative of how nice of a player Drake Canavan is, but I'm also very thankful that I won't have to try to game plan against him again. He's been really good for Eagle Grove, and Coach Peterson's got a really nice squad this year. He's got a good mix of talent, and they're seeing some success this year, which is nice for them. And they were just too much for us offensively, I thought, and then we had some bad turnovers, especially in the second quarter, late in the second quarter that kind of got the game, gave Eagle Grove some separation. I think they went up into the break up 12 or 13, I want to say. But yeah, it was just too much for us, too much of a hole for us to get out of. Mitchell Smith led us that night with 12 points and 7 rebounds. And then Ray Gretlett was really good. He had 8 points. And Ray told me after the next day when we were getting prepared for the Forest City game, he said he went back and watched film and he's like, you know, if I would have been more aggressive there, I probably could have had 16 points. So it's good to see. It's just a good sign that the kids are still bought in and trying to improve, even though it's been a struggle to pick up and put wins in the win column. But kids are still engaged. They're wanting to improve and asking and watching film to try to get better. So, again, that game, credit to Eagle Grove. They're the better basketball team this year, and we moved on to Forest City the next night.
And, Coach, as you mentioned, you take on the Indians last night. They come to town, and a game that is close for a lot of the game, but Forest City just pulls away at the end of the game and wins 45-28.
Yeah, I thought we were really good defensively for about 80% of the game in spurts. There was a couple times where we gave up the middle too easy to either Tommy Miller or Carson Hall, and then they were able to create for others or themselves. But, yeah, both teams kind of struggled to shoot the ball. Coach Rozacker always has a good plan defensively, and you never know what he's going to do. He came out last night in a box and one on Mitchell, and for us, I was really worried that he was going to do that because we had some tired legs after the stretch, and with Mitchell being sick earlier in the week, that was a great plan by Coach Rozacker, and we just didn't knock down enough shots. I really liked a lot of the looks we got. We got a lot of really good looks at the rim that we missed, and some wide open threes that we weren't able to cash in on. And you know, it goes back to basketball, the shot making game. I don't care how good the defense is, you're going to knock down shots. Like for example, Lake Mills, there's a couple times where we high five the 3-point shooter and he still cashed it in. So we struggle this year to find consistency knocking down shots. That's on us as coaches. We got to get them in the gym more and get more shots up and more game speed shots. But that was the case the other night. And obviously Coach Rozacker had a really good game plan too to try to make the others get going. But I thought Jackson Peterson was really good for us offensively. He was one of a couple guys that stepped up and hit some big shots for us to keep us in the game. And Gunnar Faust was really active inside, outside, and on the glass. But yeah, it was a rough game offensively. Probably Coach Rozacker probably said the same thing for them. I think they were 2 of something from 3, so they didn't shoot it real well either. But we're always happy to play that game. It's always our coaches versus cancer night, and I know Coach Sickles, our athletic director, and Mr. Peterson, our high school principal, they put in a lot of work to get a bunch of stuff to be bid on for silent auction items, and I didn't hear what they raised, but I know they raised a lot of money for the Coaches Versus Cancer Foundation, and it's always a special night in West Hancock. We usually have a big crowd and come out and raise money for a good cause.
Yeah, absolutely. I missed what they said they raised also, but got a big standing ovation and a big clap from both crowds, so obviously must have been a pretty good night donation-wise. The 45-second drill as well, I saw them run through and do that, so very cool theme. And, Coach, with that, you guys closed out the season, Clarion, Goldfield, Dallas, Belmont, Clemmie, and Bishop Garrigan. What do you want to see your team do over the next three games?
You know, it's always, no matter what your record is, in my experience as coaching, and even when I was an assistant with Coach P, you just want to be, you want to be getting better every day, whether that's, you know, some days you might be 0.5% better, the next day you might be 2% better, but just want to be getting better every day. We're taking a little rest this weekend, told the kids to stay home, no open gym just because we've had a lot of games and no time at home. So we're keeping the kids home just to kind of rest their bodies, and us coaches will put together a game plan for Monday and Tuesday. I know Clarion Goldfield, they've struggled in the win column as well, kind of like us, but they play in a really tough league, and I know they've got a young team, so it'll be a good battle, and then we get that game at our place. And then on Tuesday, go down to Belmont, who they knocked us off the first time. We'll be missing Mitch that night, as I think that's regional duels that night, so he's going to go try to help his wrestling teammates, and good luck to them as they face either Wapsie Valley or I can't remember the other team, Riverside maybe, to try to get down to team duels and in Des Moines. But we're just taking those two games first, then we'll adjust from there, have a couple practices, and then a big Friday night game for senior night against Garrigan, and they'll get prepared for the postseason and try to be the best version of ourselves once the postseason rolls around.
Yeah, Coach, Riverside, Oakland, the other team there, and I will mention, you brought it up, so West Hancock fans, you can watch both wrestling and basketball that night. We'll have both of them live streams. You could dual screen your West Hancock Eagles basketball and your West Hancock Eagle wrestling. Pretty cool night. And
yeah.
Coach, obviously, you know, Mitchell wanting to help the wrestling team and the basketball team succeed. And, of course, you and Coach Sanger, that partnership has worked well.
Yeah.
So talk about that a little bit.
You know, it was, I think it was this summer, Mitchell and I talked, and he was kind of kicking around the idea of doing both. And I said, hey, man, if you know, it's a small school, and I get it. His twin brother is a state qualifier wrestler, and David Smith. He's got his cousins, Teague and Kellen, are obviously stud wrestlers. His uncle Ted is part of the wrestling program. And Mitchell had some success in junior high. And I said, if it's something you want to do, you know, you just got to let me know. And then we got to get organized and get on the same page as far as, you know, if there's any conflicts on certain nights. And I, you know, got with Mark, and the biggest thing is obviously team duels. We wanted them for that night, and that's totally understandable, especially when you got a chance to punch a ticket as a team to get to state. So, you know, it's just a matter of being on the same page schedule-wise, and also I think most importantly looking out for the athlete himself, to make sure he's not kind of overrunning himself physically and mentally, because it's a lot. Like, for example, last week we played however many games, and then he woke up on Saturday, had conference wrestling. This week we have four games. Obviously he was sick for Lake Mills, and you wonder if that's maybe part of the reason why, just kind of running his body down. And then last night we played Forest City, and I think they're probably already down for weigh-ins down at North Butler, so I don't know what time the bus left this morning, but he was going down to wrestle this morning at North Butler. It takes a big commitment from the athlete itself. It takes a very talented individual to try to pull it off. And, you know, he's having success wrestling. He's also finding out that it's a different sport, and if you try to step in after 3 years off, it can provide challenges. But I think for the most part, Coach Sanger and I have done a really good job of just being on the same page communication-wise. And Mitchell, whether he's in the wrestling room or on the basketball court, he's going to show up and he's going to work his tail off to try to help his teammates as much as possible.
Alrighty, Coach. Well, thanks so much for taking some time and talking with us this morning. We really do appreciate it. Best of luck to the Eagles down the stretch, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thanks, Darren.
That's West Handicock head boys basketball coach Jay Hiscott.